Sometimes some of us want to leave because the Religious Society of Friends is an all-too-human institution. And part of the essays in here point out our failings. So even though Quakers were early involved in work for equality, were opposed to slavery, a number of individual Quakers were involved in Underground Railroad, etc., even though Quakers worked with Martin Luther King, in spite of all of that, Quakers, again, in spite of their high ideals of equality that go back, have dragged their feet sometimes, and sometimes they've done embarrassing things.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you said, Quakers are human, and I think it's important to note that because all too often the people that we revere, we put on pedestals and take them out of reach, and then that makes sure that we aren't involved. And the whole idea is to realize we're all broken, we're all jaded, we're all not where we should be. But given that, there are still some bright spots, and that means even flawed individuals can be involved. If we say, well, gee, I can't do that, they're just too good. And Friends are part of the American culture, part of the American experience. And the other reality of the United States is we're a racist nation, have been from the beginning. Our Constitution is racist. Many of our Supreme Court decisions, on and on and on. So how can you not live in that environment and not be involved in it? Having said that, Friends do have a very good background in history, but they're human. And what that says is that the ones that were doing it, the ones that did get involved, deserve an extra amount of praise, because it's much more difficult to go against the in-group than it is to go against people who you're not with. And Friends read Friends out of meeting for being involved in abolition. Friends got in trouble for standing up for equality just as much as they got in trouble for not. And Friends have a human history. Well-meaning people who wanted to be law-abiding. There were laws against African-Americans holding office or living in certain parts of town. And so sometimes it was, well, I don't want to break the law. But then my response is, well, there's two sets of laws. There's God's law and there's man's law. And God's law always comes first. It doesn't mean we always do that. But if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, that's what happens. Also, there was a lot of folklore. There was the folklore that African Americans aren't Friends because they jump around a lot and sing and praise, and unprogrammed Friends aren't like that. Well, that's a mythology. It's a racist mythology because there are lots of unprogrammed African Americans. There were meetings that y'all come into our meeting but sit in the back of the room. Or, gee, you've been an attendant for 15 years, but that's okay. You know, there's a lot of cultural assumptions there. In the 60s, there was a lot of cultural assumptions at Quaker colleges that said, well, we let you onto our campus. The least you can do is not raise hackles, so not expect stuff. And that's not necessarily positive, but it's real. And the only way you can right wrongs is to recognize they're there. And the bottom line for me is Friends can do that, have done that, will do that. But they have to be told, you know, you're not exactly where you need to be, and this is where you've been, and this is where you are, and this is where you need to be. So what we did is very selective vignettes of African-American Quakers or African-Americans very close to Quakers who combined religion and politics, which is a real issue of mine. How do you have speaking truth to power? Well, the power is a white power structure. And a lot of Quakers are in the white power structure, especially in Quaker colleges. They weren't always as responsive. Earlham College, a place that I know something about because I live in Richmond, one of the first African Americans at Earlham wanted to date and marry a Caucasian girl, and they convinced him not to do it while he was there. Some of the presidents of Earlham College haven't been entirely respectful of the African American. The whole idea of reparations, and I could go on and on. Those are serious issues, and Friends haven't always been on the forefront. We need to recognize that to understand how much we really have done, but how much we need to go. FGC is wonderful in the sense that they're publishing it because we haven't gotten a lot of African Americans published either.